Paul White is the new chairman of Chatterbox, and Mark talks to him about his background and his ideas and ambitions for the future.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come to Peterson House in King Street, the home of Chatterbox, this evening. And with me, I've got Paul White. Now, Paul, back in March of this year, you took on the position of chair from David Potten on the committee for Chatterbox. And very warm welcome to you for the Chatterround magazine. And just like to say thank you very much for your voluntary work here with Chatterbox. And how does it feel now that you're sort of settling into the position as chair of Chatterbox?
Yes. Hello, everybody. We're actually sitting in the kitchen tonight as well due to the recording over going. So, yes, I'm very pleased to be with Chatterbox, actually. I was with a number of charities where I used to live. We've only just been, we're new to Norwich. We've only been here now, I think it's about 18 months in total. So I used to live in a place called Northampton, and I used to belong to three charities in Northampton. And I thought that I would actually, you know, set up again and come into charity work after moving into Norwich.
That's fantastic, right? So, are you retired, Paul?
Yes. I've been retired now for 6 years. I retired when I was 60. Yes. And I used to run an electrical contracting company, and we were bought out by a building company. And because of that, the two main directors, myself and a colleague, we eventually were let go by the main contractor who bought us out, and so we retired both at 60.
Lovely, yeah. And it sounds like you're enjoying your retirement.
Yes, I must admit, I would have not have liked to have been at work with all the problems COVID's caused us. In our industry, although a lot of people have said to me that it's still been functioning fairly well and still been busy because building industry hasn't stopped, I would have found it quite difficult to manage all the guys trying to sort it all out and try and keep within the law with all the COVID restrictions, especially working on building sites.
Yes, and I believe from what I've heard, there's been an awful lot of difficulties with getting materials as well, and with a combination of Brexit and the Suez Canal and COVID, it's not been an easy time, I think, really, in industry, has it?
No, it hasn't. And a lot of people have said to me, people that I still know, that they're struggling terribly for materials and also for labour as well. They can't get the people to carry out the work. And so, yeah, labour is a premium, materials are a premium, which all means that prices are going to go up.
Yes, gosh, not an ideal situation, is it? No. So where did your interest in Chatterbox come from, please?
Well, what happened was it was voluntary Norfolk, actually. I was looking on the site to see where and what to do when moving here, as I've left my other three charities in Northampton. And this charity actually sort of looked something that I could go into, understand, get in, you know. It has been a little bit of a challenge because, to be honest, Chatterbox is completely different to the other charities that I was involved with. So, and it still is. I'm still trying to get my head around some of the things it does, why it does things, and everything else. So, yes, I think you really need to be here a number of years, to be honest with you, before coming chair.
Yes, yeah, you literally, in every sense of the word, have sort of jumped in right at the deep end, haven't you?
Yes, and I'll be honest, I think that I do understand why they needed a chair, because they'd The committee is long-standing. People didn't want to do it anymore. And to advertise as a chair, because I've been chair of a number of organisations back in Northampton, which included a chair of governors for school, a chair on the community centre, which is a charity as well, a chair of a before and after school club, and a number of other organisations, I thought that it would be similar to what I was used to, but I can say it isn't.
Yes, quite a different situation for you, because I guess they were very much more in kind of the social and educational settings, were they?
Yes, they were. The other charity that I was involved with was called Tools for Self-Reliance. That helped, and what people used to do there was people used to donate tools. Tools used to be redone, sorted out, put back together, and they were sent to lots of different countries. And that was definitely a different sort of charity, to be honest.
Yeah, that sounds a very worthwhile cause.
Yeah, it was, and I really enjoyed it. But again, that charity, when I went back to Northampton recently, that charity hasn't operated for at least 15 to 16 months. And whether or not it will reopen, I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah. I think as we're kind of emerging from the lockdown, we're speaking here on the 21st of July, I think it's just a little bit unknown how things are going to look and what's going to be able to continue, aren't we, after the restrictions have now been lifted.
Yes, I think you're right. And I think a lot of places will struggle. A lot of places that have been closed for that amount of time, what grants they've been able to obtain. And Chatterbox has been operating fantastically during that time. And really, it's all the dedication of the people, the volunteers, to actually still keep Chatterbox operational and going, to be honest. And it's one of the few charities that I think that have actually been able to do it, because even some of the other talking newspapers have not operated during this time, to be honest.
That's very true. Yes, I mean, it's amazing how the volunteer readers and the technical people have managed to keep things going and putting it all together with working remotely.
Yes, they have. Yes, and trying to get it sorted out, people recording under the duvets, as they say, yes, which made everybody laugh. But that was one of the best ways of doing it, or inside the cupboards. I mean, it's great that people have actually done that. And I think it not only does it help, you know, the people that the recordings go to, but it also helps the volunteers as well, to be honest. Yeah. I think it keeps them operational. It keeps them sort of still, they've got a purpose. And if they need that, especially with this funny time that we've got at the moment, it's quite good, because I'm speaking with one of my friends who went to the charity in Northampton. He really, really misses that interaction with the people that he used to go with, to be honest with you. And he hasn't been able to see those people for 15, 16 months.
Yeah. Yes, it's a very hard time on people socially and mentally and all those kinds of things, isn't it? And people have missed that human contact.
Yes, they have. And I'm just pleased that that's starting now to come back. How well it will all work with COVID still there and still sort of going up with the numbers at the moment, is going to be, have to wait and see, I'm afraid, to be honest with you. I don't think we can do, but I think, as everybody said, when is the right time to open up? There's never going to be a right time to open up, and there's always going to be a variant that somewhere along the line is going to cause the numbers to go up, to be honest, at the moment anyway.
Yeah, I think that's very true, yes. So you've now had a few months in the position of chair. How does it feel now? You're kind of getting a little bit of a feel for the organisation and the volunteers?
Yes, I've met many of the volunteers. In fact, just tonight I've met some of the committee members for the first time. Hopefully on Monday we've got another committee meeting, and we will meet most of the committee members on Monday. But that will be the first time I've actually met the committee face to face since I became chair, yes. Which is really strange.
I'm sure, yes. It's not quite the same when you've got a little image on your screen, is it?
No, it's not. And I'm not a big fan of Zoom, to be honest. But it's what you have to do, and people have to adapt. And if that's what we have to do, then that's what we need to do.
Yes, that's fantastic. And have you kind of got any ideas for the organisation going forward, or are you still kind of fact-finding and trying to find out what needs improving or altering or leaving alone?
Yes, I am really. I'm still trying to find out different things, what's happening. I think overall the organisation runs really well, especially on the recording side and getting the sticks out to the people that need it. I think behind the scenes there is work to be done, and that needs to be looked at, to be honest. My sort of way of looking at what we're going to try to do is I want to increase the numbers more. I would love to see us at 600 or 700 people listening to everything that we can do. Whether or not that's going to be possible, I don't know. But my feeling is also that we need to try and encourage younger listeners as well, as much as we possibly can, to Chatterbox. And I want to have a look at that in the near future to see what way that we can do it. So any ideas and anything that people can come up with, I'm more than happy to listen to. And please, you know, get in touch with me and say, why can't we do this? How about this? Why would, you know, would that work? And I'm more than happy to listen to it and see what we could do.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And if I can ask you, Paul, when you're not wearing your Chatterbox chairman hat, do you have any time of interests or hobbies, or how do you relax at home?
Well, I play the guitar, not that well. Right. I draw and I paint. We've got two new grandchildren and twins that were born. They call them COVID babies. They were born during the COVID time, and we've been helping in our little bubble, my daughter, look after those. So my time appears to be taken up quite a lot with everything. Plus also we've moved into this house, which needed, is getting there now, a bit of work to do, and my daughter's house needs work to do as well. So yes, there's not many days that I don't have much to do, to be honest.
So you sound like you're keeping very busy.
Yes, I like to be busy. I think that comes from the work, from when I was at work, and also running your own business, to be perfectly honest with you, there's never a time that you're not busy.
Yes, it's probably something that's far more than 9 to 5 as well.
Oh, much more than 9 to 5, yes, yeah, it was. It got too much at times, to be honest. And yes, I'm more than used to working late hours and everything else that goes with it. Mm.
Yeah. Well, it's been lovely to meet you, Paul, and we look forward to hearing more from you. And like you say, if the listeners have any ideas how they'd like to have any changes or alterations or how we can reach more listeners, then that would be, they can contact you about that, can they?
Absolutely. In fact, I encourage it all the time. If you see the newsletter, you will see my contact details are always there. I always say to people to ring me, email me, or to get in contact, whichever way round they prefer. I'll always get back to them, you know, as soon as I can. And I'd love to hear from more people with regard to ideas and what they want from Chatterbox, to be honest, because you know, the people out there are the listeners, the people, we do this, but we've got to have your feedback. And we really need that, to be honest with you, to make sure that what we're producing and what we're doing is what you want.
Absolutely, yes. So you've kind of got that two-way dialogue, haven't you?
Yes, it's so easy for us to think we provide something that you need, and maybe if it was changed around slightly or altered slightly or put together differently, it would be better.
Yeah.
But and we need this input from everybody, and not, you know, we don't need to always just do the same thing all the time, as long as, you know, that's what people want.
Yeah, that's absolutely, yes, lovely. Well, it's lovely to have a chat with you, Paul, and I'm pleased you're settling into Chatterbox and settling into Norfolk. You've obviously had lots of changes in quite a short period of time in the last year or so. So let's hope that, you know, you can now start to settle in a bit more. And once you've got your building work sorted out at home and you've got your feet under the desk here a bit more, you'll be able to kind of feel a bit more at home, I would imagine.
Yes, we do feel at home in Norwich, to be honest. We visited our daughter, who's lived here now for, I think, 15, 16 years. So we know a little bit of it. But living here and visiting is completely different, to be honest.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, it has been a bit strange because, A, moving into an area that we didn't know, B, leaving all our friends and other family back in Northampton. And then, of course, with COVID hitting, it's completely thrown us from that point of view. So, yes, I'm hopeful that we can now start to get back into some kind of normal, whatever that's going to be.
Lovely. Well, thanks for your time, Paul, and we wish you all the best in your position as chair. And I'm sure you'll have a lot of help and support from the committee behind you. And it's lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much. And if you want to interview or talk to me about anything again, you know who I am.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. All the best.
Mark was talking to Chatterbox Chairman Paul White.